Chapter 12. Ephraim is feeding on wind. He chases after the east wind all day long. He multiplies lies and violence. They make a covenant with Assyria and take oil to Egypt. Jehovah has a legal case against Judah. He will call for an accounting against Jacob according to his ways, and he will repay him according to his deeds. In the womb, he seized his brother by the heel, and with his vigor he contended with God. He kept contending with an angel and prevailed. He wept and begged for his favor. He found him at Bethel, and there he spoke with us. Jehovah, the God of armies, Jehovah is his memorial name. So return to your God. Maintain loyal love and justice, and always hope in your God. But in the hand of the tradesman are deceptive scales. He loves to defraud. Ephraim keeps saying, "Indeed, I have become rich. I have found wealth. And in all my toil, they will not find anything wrong or sinful. But I am Jehovah your God from the land of Egypt. I will again make you dwell in tents, as in the days of an appointed time. I spoke to the prophets. I multiplied their visions, and I spoke parables through the prophets. With Gilead, there has been deception and untruth. In Gilgal, they have sacrificed bulls, and their altars are like piles of stones in the furrows of the field. Jacob ran away to the territory of Aram. Israel served there for a wife, and for a wife he guarded sheep. By a prophet, Jehovah brought Israel up from Egypt, and by a prophet he was guarded. Ephraim has caused bitter offense. His blood guilt remains on him. His Lord will repay him for his reproach."